Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, which brews beers that are highly rated by beer critics and beer lovers alike. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
This is Sound Opinions. And Greg, you know, we've done a bunch of Valentine's Day shows through the years. This year, we thought we would do the concept of love at first sight. Now, I have to say, I'm fundamentally against this notion. I think it's a lot of romantic claptrap because it boils down falling in love with someone to just the visual, you know. And the love of my life, Carmel, you know, we spent 5 hours on the phone before we ever saw each other. And that's what did it. It was that connection. It wasn't the visual. And I remember, you know, first impressions. I mean, they're dicey to begin with. The first time I'm sitting in the balcony at Metro reviewing a show for the Sun Times, I'm preconditioned to dislike you. You're at the enemy. You're at the Chicago Tribune. Sun Times, the working class tabloid paper, right? And you didn't even say hello. So, but this worked out all right.
Well, I think I was focused on the show. I knew your reputation preceded you, Jim. You hated Springsteen, Joy Division, Gang of Four, three of my favorite artists, yeah, and you were loud about it, and really nothing's changed. You were exactly what you were in the first impression.
It's worked out, though. So we're going to do songs about first impressions, love at first sight, whatever you want to call it. And speaking of something I didn't like at first, and I still don't really love it, I thought I would lead off with The Doors as my first pick.
I'm surprised, I have to say.
I knew you would be surprised. Hello, I Love You is, if you take The Doors out of it, A, very great pop song, and B, one of the best songs the Kinks ever wrote. It, of course, infamously rips off the riff for All Day and All of the Night, to the point where the British court ruled with the Kinks when they sued, and royalties for this song go to the Kinks, Ray Davis.
Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
Why do I dislike The Doors? You know, you've got this cocktail lounge keyboardist. You've got a flamenco guitarist. You got a jazz drummer. Doesn't really rock all that often. And you got Jim Morrison. What a hyper-masculine buffoon, right? And so he sees this woman. The story is that he and Ray Manzarek were sitting on Venice Beach, and they saw this woman walking by, and Morrison responds by saying, you know, sidewalk crouches at her feet like a dog that begs for something sweet. Do you hope to make her see you, fool? Do you hope to pluck this dusty jewel? Hello, I love you. Won't you give me your name, right? And he doesn't even care about this woman as a woman. Mm-hmm. It's completely objectifying, right? I know it's the 60s. I know it's a different era. But what a male chauvinist pig Jim Morrison was. Despite all that, I really like this song. And I think it is a great first impression song. This is The Doors with Hello, I Love You, a 1968 hit from them on Sound Opinions.
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you. Let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She holds her head so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out this song. Hello! Hello!
Hello, I Love You by The Doors. It is a very silly song, but there's something
about it.
It's a guilty pleasure for me. My first impression pick. Greg, what have you got?
Jim, I'm going to stick in the bubblegum vein, just like The Doors track. Another song from that 60s era that sort of is a cliche in some ways. Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy, the big hit for the Manfred Mann Band out of England, was number one in 1964 in both the U.S. and U.K. But the version I want to go to is the original version by an American female vocal group named The Exciters. That's who it was originally written for, by the great songwriting team of Jeff Berry and Ellie Greenwich out of the Brill Building. They wrote a ton of great songs in that era, Be My Baby, River Deep, Mountain High, Leader of the Pack. This was another one. You know, when you talk about this theme of superficiality and jumping in, you know, at the first glance of someone, that is so rock and roll. That is the essence of rock and roll.
Spontaneous.
You act before you think, before you really know someone. And, you know, teenage lust has been based on that, and rock and roll, therefore, was based on that in the early days. But what I like about this song, the twist it puts on that theme is the way it turns the tables a little bit. You know, the Manfred Mann version is the guy checking out the girl. The Doors, it's Jim Morrison checking out the girl. You know, it's always the guy scoping out the girl and making the first move. Mm. In the Exciters version of Doo-Wah Diddy, which is how it was originally titled, it is the woman who is, you know, checking out the guy.
And this is in 63.
This is 1963. Brenda Reed does a great job of selling that sense of, you know, I am the stalker here, you know? And then when the hand claps come in this song, it's all over. The excitement builds, it surges. It's a very effectively done.
You're getting kind of worked up over there, Scott. Yeah.
It's a great song for this type of theme. The Exciters, Doo-Wah Diddy on Sound Opinions. Doo-Wah Diddy from the Exciters from 1963. Jim, what's your next first love song?
Well, you know, Greg, I was having a hard time coming up with this list. Usually when we do these list shows, you and I have like 20 off the top of our head. And I think I fundamentally disagree, as I said, with this idea of love at first sight. I think you got to get to know someone's soul. I'm a more romantic person than you, I think. But our producer, Brendan, had a great idea here. Alkaline Trio, Chicago-based punk band that became rather a mundane kind of commercial bland punk band. But in the beginning, 1998, they were still firing on four cylinders. This is a great song called Clavicle, which is obsessing about a particular body part. So, you know, in typical teenage fashion, Greg, it starts out with, I've been on top of the world since 6 months ago, first time I laid eyes on you. But the protagonist, the singer of the song, doesn't actually get to act on that until a week ago. Been on top of the world since about a week ago when he finally gets drunk and talks to her. Now, I think there's some positive signs here. He says, I'll be bothering you soon. And she says to him, no bother, please do. But it ends unrequited. This is a first love song, love at first sight song that ends without anything other than the singer hoping someday to wake up next to the object of his affection kissing her clavicle. All right, that's kind of innocent.
A little strange.
For a punk, but yeah, a little bit. He's fixated on one body part. Maybe it's a bit fetishistic. Clavicle by Alkaline Trio on Sound Opinions. Clavicle by Alkaline Trio, a love at first sight, first impression kind of song. Greg, you got another one for Valentine's Day?
Oh, I do indeed. I'm going to go to the great bard of the Britpop movement, Jarvis Cocker of Pulp. I think Pulp is one of the most underrated bands of that era. I mean, Oasis got all the hype, and Blur, obviously well-deserved hype. But I think Pulp was one of the great bands of that era, and it's particularly for Jarvis Cocker's skewed songwriting. And he doesn't let us down when it comes to first love. This song, Disco 2000, talks about a first love in which the couple in question here is in love on the day they are born. Actually, he's in love with her on the day they're born, but they don't know it yet. This is kind of a weird story. It starts out with the parents sort of saying, well, you guys belong together very early on. And the kid, the boy, is told this so often by his mother that he begins to believe it. And then when he finally does sort of engage the girl on a more pre-adolescent perspective as opposed to a baby perspective, he starts to have feelings for her. And these carry on through his entire life. I mean, he never loses this initial love of this girl. And the girl doesn't want anything to do with him, ever.
Well, this is just the wrong side of creepy, you know what I mean?
It's a very strange song. But he's got this first crush that he can never shake. He ends up never apparently living alone the rest of his life. She gets married, has a kid, and he's still calling her up and saying, hey, come on, bring the kid over. I'd love to see you. And she still doesn't want to have anything to do with him. Poor Jarvis never is able to take the next step after his first crush, which apparently began at birth. This is Disco 2000 from Pulp on Sound Opinion.
Oh, we were born within an hour of each other. Our mother said we could be sister and brother. Your name is Deborah. It never suited you. And they said that when we grew up, get married and never split up. Oh, we never did it. Although I often thought of it. Oh, Deborah, do you recall? Your house was very small, with wood chip on the wall. When I came round to call, you didn't notice me at all. And I said, let's all meet up in the year 2000. Won't it be strange when we're all fully grown? Be there 2 o'clock by the fountain down the road. I never knew that you'd get married. I would
That is Disco 2000 from Pulp, one of my first impression songs. We've got plenty more later on in the show, Jim, but first let's hear a pick from one of our listeners.
This is Kevin. I'm from New Carlisle, Indiana, and my song that I pick as a first impression song is XTC's Then She Appeared from the album Nonesuch. I picked this song because this is, to me, one of the purest expressions of first impression, and Andy Partridge from XTC has loaded this with these great references that you practically need footnotes to follow along to the references.
Then she appeared, apple Venus on a half-open shell. Then she appeared, the first photograph on Fox Talbot's jail. I was a little
unlike so many XTC songs where there's some hint of irony or some sense of humor, this seems like just the purest expression of that almost overwhelming feeling that you get when you have that love at first sight impression. And for that reason, when I first met my wife and, you're in that sort of mixtape making phase, this was an obvious choice. This was one of the early ones to get out there. So, there's sort of a personal connection as well.
Pretty good pick. XTC, Then She Appeared. I would have gone earlier. I would have gone with something like I Feel Like I'm Walking Around at 10 Feet Tall, right?
Yeah.
Which is how I've always felt when I first really connected with someone when I've fallen in love. But our listeners never let us down. After a break, we're going to hear more tracks about first impressions, and later we'll review the new album from the punk band Priests and pay tribute to legendary jazz and soul composer David Axelrod. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.